This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban complies with the NBA's anthem edict. That story right after this short message.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
Something has been missing at the Dallas Mavericks NBA games this season, but it wasn't until a reporter from The Atlantic realized what was missing and made it public that it drew national attention. Mavericks owner Mark Cuban divulged that his team had stopped playing the national anthem before home games and wasn't planning on playing it moving forward either. They did not publicize their policy and made it through 13 games before being exposed. The NBA, whose viewership and popularity as a whole has been at an all-time low in 2020 and 2021, has responded by releasing a statement that said that in keeping with its long-standing policy, the league would require all teams to play the anthem. After meeting on Monday, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver informed Mavericks owner Mark Cuban of the league's decision, and Cuban agreed to comply, telling the New York Times that, "We are good with it." The NBA rulebook does require players to stand during the national anthem. ESPN.com reported that Silver has declined to enforce that rule, particularly as kneeling during the anthem became a popular way to protest social injustice in recent years. The vast majority of NBA players and many coaches kneeled during the national anthem during the NBA's restart last summer in Orlando, Florida, when the league incorporated messaging supporting the Black Lives Matter movement and other social justice causes in the court design and other ways. NBA Chief Communications Officer Mike Bass released a statement on Wednesday that mandated all teams to play the anthem prior to their games. The statement said, "With NBA teams now in process of welcoming back fans into their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with longstanding league policy." U.S. Senator Ted Cruz from Houston, Texas, took his comments to Twitter and commented, "I love the Houston Rockets and have rooted for them my entire life. I happily cheer for the Spurs and Mavericks against any non-Texas team. But Mark Cuban and the NBA is engaged in a concerted effort to, number one, insult their fans, and two, turn every game into a left-wing political lecture. That's dumb." Evangelist Franklin Graham also added his opinion to the conversation, tweeting, "I'm glad to see the NBA release a statement this afternoon saying the national anthem will be played at games in keeping with their policy for years." In response to the anthem controversy, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick announced an act dubbed the Star-Spangled Protection Act, which would require events receiving public funding to play the national anthem. Lieutenant Governor Patrick said, "It is hard to believe this could happen in Texas, but Mark Cuban's actions of yesterday made it clear that we must specify that in Texas, we play the national anthem before all major events." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.